This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Asma'ullah al-Husna. Mind you, this is something that I started doing roughly 8 years ago, and I did it over a course of 2 to 3 years then, and I decided to do it one more time this year with the intention of putting it all together, because I did it in different places and it was sporadically recorded, and some audio without video and some video without audio, and some of it was properly recorded and some of it wasn't. So I wanted to have a proper record of the glorious names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I wanted to present it in the way that I think is most beneficial, which is through these categories. These 12 categories of his name, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because sometimes the subtleties and the differences between his name, subhanahu wa ta'ala, are hard to pick up, especially if you don't understand Arabic well, and Arabic language is not your first one. So it's nice to know if you're calling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon through the names of his creation, then you know which names are of such. And if you're calling upon him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, through names of his divine judgment, then you know what to use. And if you're calling upon him via his names of self-renewal, then you know what to call. And then you find that all these names are put in the same category with similar meanings and similar indications and implications. It's a good problem to have, I guess. I have to be honest, whenever I do the glorious names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I find it to be very, very stressful. And I didn't want to do it this year because I didn't want to carry that stress throughout the month. Because how is it that you're going to speak about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Anything else you speak about is much less it's much less dangerous, and the stakes are lower. When you're talking about Jalla Jalaluhu, then you know, the best analogy I can give is قوله تعالى لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون. If you descended this Quran upon a mountain, the mountain would revere, would show reverence even physically. And those are the examples that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives for those who reflect. And right after this verse, he starts to count his names. والله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم والله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم جل جلاله. These are his names. Why is it that we talk about his names? Why is it important? Because it's through his names that you learn who he is, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibn Atta says, دَلَّ وُجُودُ آثَارِهِ عَلَى وُجُودِ أَسْمَائِهِ وَدَلَّ وُجُودُ أَسْمَائِهِ عَلَى ثُبُوتِ صِفَاتِهِ وَدَلَّ وُجُودُ صِفَاتِهِ عَلَى وُجُودِ نَفْسِهِ فَمِنَ الْمُحَالِ أَنْ يَقُومَ وَصْفٌ بِنَفْسِهِ. Said it's what he left on this planet that allows you to appreciate his names. And it's through appreciating his names that you can understand his attributes. And it's through understanding his attributes that you will know him. Because attributes cannot exist alone without a that, without there being an entity that you can refer to. And the most beautiful thing that we have in our lives is the opportunity of knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The people of high status within our deen are called al-arifuna billah. This is something that you find all through the books of tazkiyah and fiqh and usul and hadith, regardless of the background of the person who's writing the book, regardless of what school of thought they belong to or what madhab they belong to. When they speak of scholars of the highest caliber, they will use the term al-arif billah, al-arifun, those who know their Lord. Because knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the ultimate goal of the knowledge that you seek. That's why Ibn Abbas, when he did tafsir of وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, when he did tafsir of that verse, that indeed I only created the jinn and the ins لِيَعْبُدُونَ, he said لِيَعْبُدُونَ أَيْ لِيَعْرِفُونِي, and for them to know me, to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this opportunity that you have to know him جَلَّ جَلَالُهُ. يقول ابن عطاء الله كيف يتصور أن يحجبه شيء وهو الذي أظهر كل شيء؟ كيف يتصور أن يحجبه شيء وهو الذي ظهر في كل شيء؟ كيف يتصور أن يحجبه شيء وهو الذي ظهر بكل شيء؟ كيف يتصور أن يحجبه شيء وهو الذي ظهر لكل شيء؟ كيف يتصور أن يحجبه شيء وهو الذي ظهوره ظاهر قبل وجود كل شيء؟ كيف يتصور أن يحجبه شيء وهو أظهر من كل شيء؟ كيف يتصور أن يحجبه شيء وهو الواحد وليس معه شيء؟ كيف يتصور أن يحجبه شيء وهو أقرب إليك من كل شيء؟ كيف يتصور أن يحجبه شيء ولولاه ما كان وجود كل شيء؟ How can he be blocked? How can he be blocked if he made apparent everything? How can he be blocked? Blocked as in yuhjab, meaning how is it that you don't see it? How is it that you, how is there something preventing you from knowing God? How is there something blocking that? How can he be blocked if he is apparent in everything? How can he be blocked if he's apparent through everything? How can he be blocked if he's apparent to everything? How can he be blocked if he was apparent before the existence of everything? How could he be blocked if he is more apparent than everything? How can he be blocked if he is the one and there is not with him anything? How can he be blocked if he is closer to you than everything? How can he be blocked, subhanahu wa ta'ala, if without him there would not be anything? Those who don't know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can't live through his names. We have his names because that's how we're going to find out who he is. He's not Jalla Jalaluhu within space or time for us to be able to imagine. Now, when you talk about the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he's a person, he's a creation, so you can imagine him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Close your eyes, you can try and imagine a person, because he exists in both time and space, so we have that connection with him. But how do you imagine God? You can't. You can't imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's not. He created time and space. They're a fraction of his creation, subhanahu wa ta'ala, so he's not contained within them. So how do you, you can't, it's impossible. So how do I know Allah if I can't imagine him? Because the visual helps us along as human beings. We need a little bit of visual. Well, there's no visual to God. Well, then how do I know his names? So you know him through those names, subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's how you find out who he is. See, the one who does not know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be stingy. They can hold back wealth because they didn't know his name is Shakur. Because they didn't know his name is Shakur, that he will give you for the smallest amount that you give, fold upon fold, times and time again of what you gave. You'll times it by a million and give it back to you. If you knew that, you wouldn't be stingy. You wouldn't hold wealth back. See, the person who ate haram only ate haram because he does not know the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Razzaq. If the person knew that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Razzaq, the provider, then he would not eat haram. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide. Maybe it's a little, but he'll provide. One day he'll provide more. But he'll provide for you subhanahu wa ta'ala, so you don't touch haram. See, the one who cheats would not cheat if he knew Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Raqib, the observant. He wouldn't cheat if he knew that Allah was watching over him. He wouldn't do it. The one whose heart is filled with hate, it wouldn't be filled with hate if he knew Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-wadud. If he knew the most loving, if he knew Allah through his name the most loving, he wouldn't be filled with hate. He would find something else to put inside his heart. The person who walks on earth and humiliates himself towards other people or for other people because he wants something from dunya, didn't know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-aziz. If he knew the Allah, the unfathomable, he would never put himself down for another creation. The one who walks this earth with crippling fear from everything that may happen, does not know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-wakil. If he knew Allah the trustee, he wouldn't be that afraid. The person who walks this earth with no hope, feeling that it's impossible for things to change, Anyone who lives this life feeling that nothing can change, it's not going to change, things aren't going to get better, it's impossible, doesn't know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-qahhar. If he knew the subduer subhanahu wa ta'ala, he would know he can change. Things can change anytime. Knowing his name subhanahu wa ta'ala allows you to live with his names, live with him. And you see what's happening around you coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and every moment you're in, there's a name for you to live with. Every moment that you're in, you're exposed to one of his names subhanahu wa ta'ala to live with it. And then you call him by it. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا وَذَرُوا الَّذِينَ يُلْحِدُونَ فِي أَسْمَائِهِ. And to Allah belongs the glorious names. So call him by those names. And leave those who don't understand Allah or don't understand his names altogether. This concept of understanding, of knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being able to, is how you connect. You can't love the one that you do not know. It's impossible. If I gave you a random name right now, and I asked you if you loved this person or this individual, your question would be to me, who is this again? No, I'm not going to tell you who it is. I'm going to ask you to love. You're going to find that ridiculous. You can't love the one you don't know. You can't. You have to know. The more you know, the more you'll love. Or the less, depending on how you look at it. You can know people and dislike them more, the more you know them. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more you know Allah, the more you will love. And that's how you achieve love. You can only achieve love through know. Isn't that what ihsan is? You think about it, what is ihsan? How did he define it, alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was asked this question? He said, أن تعبد الله كأنك ترى. Worship God as if you can see him. But ya Rasulullah, I can't see him. Yeah, but as if you can. Okay, but how do I come to that point where as if I can? Well, know his names. And then you'll be so close that all that's left is for you to see him. You'll be so close that all that's left is for you to see him because you know everything else about him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. You understand. That understanding is a big deal. Not everyone understands that. This opportunity of life, the fact that we breathe and walk and talk and eat and observe the world, we're just granted the opportunity to know God. And every moment that we spend not knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a wasted one. That's what prophets were sent to do. All the prophets, بَعْثَ فِي الْأُمِّيِّينَ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ. He recites upon them the signs of God. Why? So they can know him. Why would you obey if you didn't know? Why would you? Makes no sense. Why would you listen to anything I have to say if you don't know who it is that's commanding you? يروي الإمام البخاري ومسلم عن أبي سعيد الخدري قال لنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إنكم سترون ربكم. You're going to see your Lord. فقلنا يا رسول الله نراه بأعيننا. We're going to see him with our eyes. فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم هل تضارون في رؤية الشمس نصف النهار. Do you have a problem seeing the sun in the middle of the day? فقلنا لا. فقال هل تضارون في رؤية القمر ليلة البدر ولا سحاب. Do you have a difficulty seeing the moon in the middle of the night when there's no clouds? I mean, full moon. فقالوا لا. فقال فلا تضارون في رؤيته كما لا تضارون في رؤيتهما. Then you will not be blocked from seeing him subhanahu wa ta'ala, just like you're not blocked from seeing these two. Imam Muslim raised to us that Suhayb al-Rumi radiallahu anhu says, قال لنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يوما إذا دخل أهل الجنة الجنة. Once the people of Jannah enter Jannah, ينادي عليهم ربهم سبحانه وتعالى فيقول يا أهل الجنة كيف أنتم ما أزيدكم. He said, oh people of Jannah, how are you doing? What can I give you more? What more can I do for you? فيقولون ربنا ألم تبيض وجوهنا ألم تدخلنا الجنة ألم تنجنا من النار فكفى بذلك فلك الحمد. Did you not بيض وجوهنا? Did you not give us, you not enlighten our faces? Did you not have us enter your Jannah? Did you not save us from the hellfire? We're good, we don't want anything. يقول صلى الله عليه وسلم فيكشف الحجاب. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes the barrier. He removes the barrier. فما أعطوا مذ خلقوا نعمة هي أحب إليهم من رؤية وجه ربهم عز وجل. And they, at that moment, they had not been given a blessing that is more beloved to them than the fact that they were able to see their Lord. قال فتلا صلى الله عليه وسلم للذين أحسنوا الحسنى وزيادة. قال وهذه الزيادة للذين أحسنوا الحسنى وزيادة. This is the ziyada. This is the extra for the أحسن الحسنى. When the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام talked to us about those who will be in the lowest place in Jannah and those who will be in the highest place in Jannah, when he told us the story of the one who will be in the lowest place in Jannah, it was very long. It's a long story, and the conclusion of it was the person was going to have sovereignty. He would be ruling over land that would take years, millennia to cover all of it, just to see it. ninefold the earth. This is just for the person who has the lowest status in Jannah. So they would ask the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, Ya Rasulullah, فَمَنْ أَعْلَى أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ مَنْزِلًا. So who is it that's going to be in the highest place in Jannah? What do they get? فَقَالَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمُ أُولَٰئِكَ قَوْمٌ يُعْرَضُونَ عَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَيْهِ قُدُوًا وَعَشِيًّا. There are people who will be exposed to their Lord. They will look at His beautiful face in the morning and in the evening. Twice. قَالْ فَمَا يَصْنَعُونَ شَيْئًا بَيْنَهُمَا إِلَّا انْتِظَارَ الَّتِي بَعْدَهَا. They do nothing else between the two appointments, aside wait for the next appointment. That's it. They have an appointment, they come back and they sit and they wait. Ahli al-Jannah are doing a lot of stuff. إِنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ الْيَوْمَ فِي شُغُلٍ فَاكِهُونَ. فِي شُغُلٍ. They're busy doing a lot of stuff. These guys aren't busy. They're just waiting. Nothing else matters. To them, they find nothing else. There's no other joy. The joy that they are exposed to, there's nothing else that matters. We'll just wait. That's okay. It's a few hours. That's all right. You don't want to come and say, no, I'm good. You can go do your thing. I'm waiting for the next time. But the next time is done. For tomorrow, yeah, it's okay. And they just, that's all they want. They have no, imagine seeing the face of Al-Jameel, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Azim, Al-Kareem, Al-Wahhab, Al-Khaliq. Look at all this beauty. Think of the one who created all of it. You see all of this diversity, all of this innovation, this invention, right, this detail. All of this, all that you're exposed to. Imagine seeing the one who created all of it. Of course you're going to be mesmerized. Of course you're going to be completely taken. It's going to be breathtaking. It's going to be something that you don't have the ability to comprehend. How is it that was going to happen if our eyes only see that which is in space? Well, your eyes, Yawm al-Qiyamah, will have some other function. It'll work some other way. And you'll see Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And once you do, you'll find nothing that was more beautiful to you or more meaningful to you than that moment. But you don't get to that moment unless you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beforehand. Because in dunya, you have to ta'budahu ka'annaka tarah. You have to worship Him as if you saw Him. As if you saw Him. But I didn't see Him, I know. That'll happen later. Wujuhun yawma'idhin nadhirah ila rabbiha nadhirah. They'll come later. Faces that are beautified, looking at their Lord. It'll happen, but not now. It won't happen now. Now do it as if you could see. The point of learning all His names, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and taking time to know who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu is. SubhanAllah, there's no way for anyone to speak about this topic and not and do its due diligence. It's impossible. It's impossible. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu granted us the ability to speak of Him. Jalla jalaluhu. Alhamdulillah, He got me, I got through it, and الأرض ما خسفت من تحتي. And I was not removed from this earth due to the lack of my adab and politeness in talking about Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, jalla jalalullah. Because no one can do this properly. How do you speak of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala? How do you speak of the Almighty, of the Divine Himself, huh? What words can describe the Divine, aside from the words that He used to describe Himself? That's it. You want to know Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you pick up that book and you start reading. And Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, will describe Himself for you. And you will listen, and you will learn. You'll understand who He is, subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the words of the Quran. وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ وَالْأَرْضُ جَمِيعًا قَبْضَتُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتُ مَطْوِيَّاتٌ بِيَمِينِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ. And they did not revere Allah the way He deserved to be revered. And on the Day of Judgment, the earth and all the planets will be in His fist, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all the cosmos will be folded in His right. Exalted He is, and elevated the status of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon that which they associate with Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. The reason Ayatul Kursi is revered as the greatest ayah in the Quran, because it just describes Him, that's all. The whole ayah, all it does, is just a description of Allah. Allahu la ilaha illahu, al-hayyu al-qayyum. لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض وهو العلي العظيم. 10 descriptions. That's it, all of it is just describing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The surah that is the third of the Quran. No? The surah that is considered thuluth al-Quran, al-Ikhlas. What is it? قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. That's it. Just describing Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do you know Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, well? Do you know Allah? Because if you knew Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala properly, the name would give you joy. Saying his name, وَذْكُرِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. Saying his name would give you joy. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is praised and spoken of, you find something in your heart that's meaningful. You'll enjoy listening to it. You want to do it as much as possible. You'll continuously be in a state of dua or invocation because you enjoy just hearing about him subhanahu wa ta'ala or saying his name or hearing someone else say his name. This is what it means. أَنَا مَعَ عَبْدِي إِذَا ذَكَرَنِي وَتَحَرَّكَتْ بِي شَفَتَاهُ. I'm with my servant once he invocates me and his lips move in my praise. I'm with him. Do you understand what that means? Is that something that is comprehensible? They say, إِذَا عُرِفَ الْآمِرْ سَهُولَتِ الْأَوَامِرْ. If you know the one that's making the rules or giving the commands, if you know who it is, then the commands themselves become easy. That's why we study this. That's why we learn about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You want his commands and laws to be easy for you? You want to be able to follow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's teachings with no difficulty? You want to find it something that's accessible and that you have the energy to do? Well, know who gave the command. It's not about the command itself. It doesn't matter what the command is. Who gave it? إِذَا عَرَفْتَ الْأَمْرِ. If you know the one who gave the command, سَهُلَتَ الْأَوَامِرِ. The awamir become easy. Because who is giving this command? It's Allah. It's الواحد الأحد سبحانه وتعالى. It's الحي القيوم. That's the one who's giving this command. See, خلاص, it's simple now. Following it becomes simple because it's not فلان ولا علان ولا your parents. No, no. It's الواحد الأحد. It's العظيم. It's القهار جل جلاله. He's the one who drew this line. He's the one who told you, I need you to do this, perform that. And if you do, then you know who it is. How are you going? How do, if the person who understands Allah, who knows Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a little bit, cannot fathom sin, find sin insane, find sin very, very awkward. How can you sin? How can you disobey the Almighty subhanahu wa ta'ala? It's not about the act of disobedience. The scholars of suluk, they don't have sagha'ir and kaba'ir when they talk about sin. Sagha'ir and kaba'ir, that's fiqh. It's a fiqhi, yani, distribution. Ahlul suluk, they don't talk about sahar and kabir. They say everything you do is a kabira. Because it's not about the actual act. It's the one that it's about who you disobeyed. It's not about the act of disobedience. It's not about what act of disobedience it was. It's whom you disobeyed. That's the problem. If you disobey me, it doesn't matter what I told you to do. Because I'm small and I'm weak and I'm not worth anything. So it doesn't matter whether the disobedience was big or small. It's about the person that you're disobeying, which is nothing. But when you're disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it also doesn't matter. The smallest disobedience, you're disobeying the Almighty. It's a huge problem. Because you're disobeying the Almighty himself subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not about the sin. Distinguishing things in this manner requires an understanding of who it is that you're dealing with. You see, people who understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala aren't waiting for others to praise them or thank them or cooperate or collaborate with them, because they're not actually dealing with people. Like, what they're doing is not with people. They don't care what people think or do, because they're not actually in a transaction with them. Their transaction is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there's no comparison at all. There's no comparison between the abd and between the khaliq subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's nothing. The abd one day will be happy with you, the next day they won't. Today you'll love someone, tomorrow you'll hate them, and it goes back and forth, and there's no stability amongst human beings in terms of their emotions and how they treat one another. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he never changes, and the way he treats you will never change, and his love for you will never change, and his laws and rules will never change. So deal with him. Make sure that your tijara, your transactions are with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's just way better for you. Don't depend on people. People will let you down. People will forget about you. They will stab you in the back multiple times. They will belittle you. They will put you aside. They will put their self-interest ahead of you. And if you keep on doing things for them, you're going to keep on getting disappointed and hurt and upset. Stop doing that. Do it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the known example that the person who took sadaqah, so he came to the واحد من أهل الله. He has a sadaqah, فَقَدْ خُذْ لَا لَكْ. Take, it's not for you. I'm not giving you. So the other person is also from Ahlullah. قَالَ هَاتْ لَا مِنْكْ. Give it to me, it's not from you. I'm giving, it's not for you. I'm giving it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I can't give it to him. Personally, I'll give it to him through you, because you need it. And I'm receiving my rizq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I can't take it from him directly, I'm taking it through you. So that's why I take it. It's understanding that everything you do in this life is just you're dealing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why are you doing what you're doing? You serve people, why? For the sake of Allah. What does that mean? That means you don't care whether they are grateful or ungrateful, whether they show you appreciation or they don't, whether they acknowledge you or they don't. It doesn't matter because you're not dealing with them. Because you're dealing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're doing this for Allah. Whether they like it or they don't like it, whether it doesn't matter. Take feedback and improve what you do so you do it better. But you're not dealing with them. You're dealing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can't do that if you don't know Allah. If you don't know Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's something missing. This is the number one investment for your life. You invest in knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, learning what it is that He wants you to do, and understanding who He is. And you understand who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is through those names. It's those names. Those names give you clarity on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they give you clarity on what to do and how to carry yourself in life. In every moment in your existence, there'll be a name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you can connect yourself to. When you're in need, connect yourself to Al-Mujib. You're scared, connect yourself to Al-Mu'min. You feel worried, connect yourself to Ismuhu Salam. You're poor, connect yourself to Al-Razzaq. Allah, Jalla Jalalullah. Alhamdu wal minnatu wal ata. Alhamdu wal minna. And this is how we have to live. We have to live through these glorious names and what they teach us and what they offer us. Because there's nothing else. Everything else. Everything is fani, ya akhwan. Kullu shay'in halik. Everything is going to go. Everything is on its way out. Everything is on its way out. Everything. Every human being is on their way out. They're just packing up. They're gone soon. We're all leaving. No one gets that exception to stick around. None of us stick around. We're all leaving. The only one that is constant, the only one will be forever. Huwa wajhullah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's just Allah. He was there before. He's there now and He'll be there after. And we are existing for a very small slither of time. A couple of laps around the sun. We're given the opportunity, aside from almost any other creation, to understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on a level that no one else really can. To comprehend who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. To develop a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's the most beautiful thing that you'll ever do. And if you do it, then you'll be in a state of serenity and solace and happiness that no one else has. ماذا يصنع بي أعدائي? What can my enemies do to me? أنا جنتي وبستاني في صدري. You see, and my garden and my happiness is in my chest, is what the scholars used to say. In سجني خلوة. If you put me in prison, that's a خلوة. I can sit down, I can invocate Allah, and no one's going to bother me. وإخراجي من بلدي سياحة. If you remove me from my country, then I go and get to see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created elsewhere. وقتلي شهادة. If you kill me, then I'm a martyr for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It doesn't matter. You have nothing on me. Understand the liberty that you get with knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appropriately. That's what tawheed is. The concept of la ilaha illallah is that there's no one worth knowing aside from Him. Forget about worth worshipping. No one's worth knowing aside from Allah. And once you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's it. Everything else becomes... What is everything else? We're all just as... Everyone around you is just as lost as you are. Don't be fooled by how we carry ourselves and act like we have it all figured out. Especially men, they act like they do a man thing. Act like I know things. Yeah, you know nothing. You know nothing. You're just as scared as the next person. You are holding on to a raft, trying not to sink and drown. That's it, like everyone else. Hold on. Don't care about someone else's opinion. They're drowning like you. They can barely hold on. They're hoping that they have no idea what's coming. They're scared of what's coming. They don't know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only one worth caring. What does He care? What is His opinion? How does He see me? Is he satisfied? Is He not? That's what matters. Nothing else matters. People's opinions don't matter. Good or bad. Positive or negative. They matter very little. Because what are we? We could not be weaker if we tried. We could not be weaker as creations if we tried. And the only strength that you have is La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So it's not that you're weak. No, you can be strong, but it has to be through Him. Yeah. It has to be through Al-Aliyy Al-Azim, subhanahu wa ta'ala. With Al-Aliyy Al-Azim, you're the strongest. Without Al-Aliyy Al-Azim, you're the weakest. And he, من وجد الله فماذا فقد ومن فقد الله ماذا وجد. The one who finds Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, what did he miss? Nothing. And the one who missed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what did they find? Nothing. Nothing. Even if it seems different. Even if it may try and fool you for a couple of years and make you think it's something else. It's not. Who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La ilaha illahu. We ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Well, another car. Yes, Sheikh. What's wrong with this car?
The way. Fucking someone.
Okay. I'll be done in a second. So, how, let me finish and maybe they'll run out and then we don't have to nifdahhum. We're all done in a second. Allahumma taqabbal minna hadha al-amal al-qaleel. اللهم نسألك يا مولانا أن تعرفنا عليك وأن تدلنا بك عليك ولا تجعل حوائجنا إلا إليك. اللهم اشرح صدورنا بأسمائك الحسنى وحببها إلينا يا رب العالمين. اللهم إنك إن كنا قد جهلناك فعلمنا يا رحمن يا رحيم، ودلنا على أسمائك وعرف قلوبنا على ذاتك العلية يا مولانا يا أرحم الراحمين، واجعل صدورنا واجعل أفئدتنا منورة بالمعرفة الإلهية يا أرحم الراحمين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. اللهم تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، تب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك، أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، استغفرك وأتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. جزاكم الله خير for attending. Inshallah tomorrow the Dars after Fajr will be a post Ramadan plan or a discussion about what's next. Inshallah ta'ala, for you please attend and pray Fajr with us for the night last morning of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of your good deeds, inshallah. Yes, and if you have a car that's not parked properly, bolt out and move it. Jazakumullah khair. I think it was a